7 a.m. On a lost and back roads driving home. But at peace, thinking I'm depressed. At home, smoke with me before you go to school.
Like me, I always walk outside. But when leaves were falling, who was there to catch them? You know as well as me.
You face your fears with a poker face. I should be holding your hands for this. I guess you know we don't know.
Tonight, thinking I'ma drown if the waves sound right. Wind pushing me from side to side, and I'm thinking of what I had. Oh, if I broke my legs and I broke my head, even after all the things we've said, you'd still be there by the side of the bed, waiting for me to breathe. Tracks lights lit up, people running round in their shorts in the rain, again and again. He said, you can come back tomorrow, you know you can. I said, you know I don't want to do that, man. So he told me he loved me and he shook my hand. Now I'm waiting, shaking in my van, thinking that you're my sweetheart. I'm
I was ambushed, and me and my guys were ambushed, and it's just unbelievable for me to think that that was actually happening, that we actually got blown off by a landmine. I was airbagged on a Black Hawk to a cache site in Iraq. Once we got there, Riccio and Mayorga, all three of us, we basically stood together. And once they put us on the litters, the hospital, it's like a MASH type of hospital, like we watched them on MASH. That place was getting attacked by mortars. And and you could hear the firing outside, and that was the most scariest time for me during the whole period of time that I was over there. That was when I actually felt frightened to death. And the motor rounds kept getting close and close. We were hugging and crying and praying to God that, you know, he would help us from there. Shrapnel in my knee, shrapnel in my left arm. There's a bump on my head after the explosion. Loss of hearing. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Just the vision's not that great, but I'm alive, you know? I've been there since September, and two Fridays ago was the first time that I got my leg checked. And I've been there since September, and this week was the first time I got my hearing checked to know that I have my nerves are damaged. Pay for a place to stay. When I first got there, they put me in this one place that I still had open wounds, and it was just, I've never seen something that dirty. So I called my wife, and I told her that I was gonna just go ahead and rent the room at the Holiday Inn. which I did for about 3 nights. Being a guard, but it's like, you know, reserve or National Guard, as soon as you're on a regular army post, you get discriminated in the sense of, you know, well, you're a guard, you get different treatments, you get put on the back of the line, and your appointments, sometimes it takes months to get appointments. I'm a soldier, and like I said, I don't want to sound like I'm whining or complaining. I'm just sharing some of the things that go on. Got here, one of the biggest things that shocked me was that a lot of people were saying that the war was over, and it's not over. It's not even close to being over. I mean, it's just now starting. They basically they gave up all their military compounds and all the military bases, and they just went into the towns. And so they waited for us to get in, and once we got into the towns, and they're just picking us off. We're getting our butts kicked, I think. I mean, there's nothing that we can do against improvised explosive devices. You drive by or you walk by and they have a detonator and they detonate it, and that's it, you know? And if you're lucky like John and myself, you know, you survive. But if you're not, then you don't. Zone and my family were there, and I died for this country because I love this country and I want freedom for everybody, and I want freedom for my family and my kids, and the president can't go to my funeral. That's not good. That's not good at all. But that's just my opinion.
and almost laugh to think about you. But in fact, the laugh's on me since I'm without you. When we met, we were lifetimes younger and so innocent. When I left, neither one of us knew what the other meant.
Life is like a velvet hammer knocking on my head. Don't you wish that one time you could knock on life instead? Yesterday I said goodbye to all my old loves and some new ones. Hanging round my window whispering there are things that can't be undone. Yesterday I threw away those treasures that I kept for so long. Treasures
to fly around. And the skeleton girls.
La 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 la, let me go. La 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 la.
Say it to my face, say it to my face. This is my still first, these are my warnings. Say it to my face, say it to my face. You kicked up a notion. Death to New York, man, I'll say never once. You better watch your back, you better watch your back. Or else a cold-blooded gold will not hunt you down.
Don't have much to give, don't have much to leave. habitual part of his heart.